The FT.
I'm Emma Jacobs, and I'm here today with Peterson Feital, a Brazilian-born Anglican vicar who wants to spread the gospel to the creative industries, to actors, musicians, fashion designers and screenwriters. Hi, Peterson. Can you explain your new job? You got it in January.
Yes. I've been recently appointed as the Minister to the Creative Industries, and that simply means that I am a vicar who is completely available for anyone in the arts or any creative backgrounds if they want to talk to me about their lives, their experience at their work, and I find ways as well to help them with their work.
Who appointed you to the role and what qualifies you for it?
The Diocese of London appointed me to the role. I think what qualifies me is I have a long and quite big track record of working with creatives in the arts. They love my passion, and I get things done. You know, I don't necessarily think about all those things, and I do nothing about it. You know, I talk to people about it, I meet people, and I think that there is all of that. But also I think what qualifies me the most is that when one is called to priesthood, when one is called to be a minister to people, we have the qualification, if you like, that has been given to us by God. You know, I feel really strong about this, that nothing that comes from me comes from me. It comes from the love that I have received from God that I want to part with other people.
And what do you think the need is for the creative industries in particular?
I think there are lots of needs. One of the needs that I feel very strong about is that I think the creative industry really needs to have a space where lots of the creatives can feel they can belong in that place, in a place that they feel cared for, in a place that they doesn't matter whether they are famous or not, whether they are rich or poor, but it's a place where they feel understood, that the narrative of their lives makes sense. So that's one of the things that I really feel strong about.
And you're trying to set up The Haven, is that right?
Yes, I'm trying to set up the social enterprise / charity called The Haven. And the reason why I'm doing that is because of my work with the creative industries and lots of people, I felt that there was a need to have a space that they can explore their own questions about life, the search for meaning, the search for understanding of who they are, that sometimes they don't find it is anywhere else. But also in the past few years, we've seen in America the death of many geniuses like Whitney Houston, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Graham Scott, Robin Williams. And in the UK, we've seen, you know, the death of Isabella Blow, Peter Goldoff, Alexander McQueen. There's a massive exhibition about him at the moment. And currently, we have now a new documentary coming out about Amy Winehouse's life. And this is where I'm positioning my work, is that the church loves the creatives. And for many years, the church has been seen as a patron to the arts. I'm proposing a shift to that. I wanted the church to be seen as a patron to the artists. So then we'll be able to be part of the story of those people. They may not want to, they may not want to come and talk to us or be with us, but I want to give them a chance, an opportunity, a door that they know they can come to the place called The Haven London, which really is about creating space and a platform for these geniuses, for the talented, for the creative to be together. And within that place, find help, find solace, find solitude, and find meaning for their own narratives. What I really want to do with The Haven is to make sure that every single donation that we have, it is used for the well-being of the artists. You know, London, for example, we have lots of creatives who are in London who have not much money. You know, they can't really afford to live in London. I would love to be able to provide for those guys some grant, some sort of help, so they can carry on with their work. But also, I want The Haven to provide a platform for new talent. We want to nurture the new talent to the young people as well. So I think it's better for us to be a social enterprise that deals specifically for the well-being of the creative.
And this is going to be based in Soho?
Well, our dream, our vision is that this would be based somewhere in central London. But obviously, the huge cost of having a building there is enormous. So we at the moment, we are looking into employing a project manager where we can start looking where exactly we can be looking at moving into, if that makes sense.
I mean, the plan sounds very big and bold. And I just wondered whether you're a fantasist or a visionary, Peterson.
I am a visionary, you know, but I think with every single visionary, we also sometimes fantasize. We have dreams. We have big dreams. So I don't think that is necessarily a negative thing. I think every single entrepreneur, every single mover and shaker in culture found themselves where I am right now, thinking and dreaming of something big. However, so far, I've been working on this for the past 2.5 years with a group of 14 people who are heavily involved in the world of the arts, the finance, in the world of the creatives. So it's not only me. I have a really robust and strong group of people who are serious people in the city. And I think they give perhaps lots of gravitas to what I'm saying. But also, if there is a time in which the Haven is supposed to be born, this is the time. Because like I just said previously, you know, with Amy Winehouse back into the imagination and Alexander McQueen's exhibition happening, people are beginning to think, how do we help those creatives? Where do we send those creatives to? You know, so I feel very strongly that this is just a big social enterprise vision, and it will happen. We have attracted attention of big music labels. They are already in touch with us because they know that one of my dreams is to start a record label. People from the fashion industry have been in touch. We've received donations already from some people, but we are looking for more corporate funding donations. So, you know, I think, no, I'm not a fantasist. I'm just someone who is dreaming big for something that is very tangible, and the need is there.
Well, thank you very much, Peterson.
Okay, thank you.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.